FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Well, you're listening to Vectis Radio. It's now time for the most fascinating part of the month, because we've got a special guest in the studio, and it's Lisa Beeney. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here.
And last time we spoke about boilers,
yep,
which was fascinating. And this time we're speaking about solar panels. But first of all, why are we speaking about it? It's part of our warmer homes scheme that we've got with the council.
Yes, the council have teamed up with 23 other local councils and put together the warmer homes scheme under something called the Home Upgrade Grant number 2, or HUG for short, because HUG sounds better.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it's free money from the government for people's home upgrades. So these are to help improve the energy efficiency of your home. So that can be improving your heating, reducing your energy use through insulation, or in the case of what we're going to talk about today, fitting solar panels.
So before we come to solar panels, this is all part of a scheme which anybody can go online and see if they qualify for any help or assistance.
Yes, you can go online via the Isle of Wight government website or through warmerhomes.org. It's a really simple form to fill in, or if you don't want to fill in the form online, there is a phone number that you can use, and somebody there will be able to talk you through whether you'll be eligible or not.
And your role in all of this is?
To get people really enthusiastic and keen about improving their energy efficiency.
Which is a double whammy, because it's not just going to save you money, it's also going to help with, you know, the planet.
Yes, I mean, if we can all do a little bit to reduce our carbon footprint, all of these little bits go together to add up to a big thing. I'm sure if I asked any single one of your listeners for £1 million, I'd come away with nothing. But if I asked each listener for £1, I might be very wealthy.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. I think I might do that. So this month, as you pointed out, we're talking solar panels. And I've got to be honest with you, this probably interests me more than most of what we're going to talk about, because we've just got them. But it also interests me more is because I don't think there's enough people that have them. And that surprises me with the way that things cost now. Does it surprise you?
It does and it doesn't. I mean, going back historically, if you go back 10, 15 years ago, solar panels were quite expensive. In real terms, the price of them has now about halved. So something that would have cost you £20,000 10 years ago may only cost you £10,000 now. The technology has also improved tremendously, so they are now more efficient and can provide more power for the same roof space. But also there were some slightly dodgy schemes around that have got a lot of bad press for the industry and put people off.
Well, how does it all work then? When it comes out, we know that you put solar panels on the roof, sun comes down, it goes somewhere and you benefit from it. Then what happens? What's the big picture? What's the whole thing?
If we go back a step, you don't just need sunlight. It's only daylight you need. So even on a cloudy day, your solar panels will still be generating electricity. And there's actually only a few days each year on the island that they generate next to nothing. You know, those winter days where it's chucking it down with rain all day and doesn't seem to get light. They're the only days when you'll get next to nothing out of them. You'll actually get most out of them, not on a bright sunny day, but a slightly hazy day, because the sunlight is then diffused and the angle it hits the solar panels at is slightly better and they generate more.
Ah, I didn't know that.
I know, it's one of these weird facts of nature.
So can we hold a little filter up so that it does something on a really sunny day when there's no cloud?
You could do. You could stand up there with the right sort of filter on your roof all day. That'd be worth a photo.
I'd get a tan. I'd get a good one too up there.
You would.
Okay, so it is fascinating. I can't understand why people haven't got more, but now is the opportunity to do this, because there is obviously a scheme where people can find out more and they might be surprised of who actually can Could benefit from this?
Yes, I mean, just about anyone can benefit. You don't just have to have a south-facing roof. There's lots of people I know whose roofs may face east or west, and you can then split the solar panels between each side of a roof. So as the sun comes up in the morning, the side facing the sun will be generating more. The middle of the day, they'll generate about the same. And then in the evening, as the sun's setting, the side of the roof that's got the panels on there will generate a bit more than the other side.
Well, that's fascinating, because obviously there are a lot of misconceptions, and I thought myself, because we've got a south-facing garden, we thought, oh, that's perfect for us. But if we had an east-facing garden, we would still get the benefit. So that's a misconception. There must be others.
There are others. What happens to the electricity is another one, in that the solar panels are connected to a box called an inverter, and that converts the electricity generated by the solar panels into the same sort of electricity generated through the national grid and fed into your home so that your appliances can run. Now, it doesn't matter how much or how little your solar panels are generating, you won't notice that during the day. Any excess solar above the amount that you're using goes back to the national grid, and you can be paid for it. So you can be earning money from the energy that you're not using within your house. So that is another misconception. People think that the energy is just given away for nothing.
Yeah, and it's not, because you could actually make money. Obviously, the more sunshine, cloudier sunshine, you're going to make more money.
Yeah.
And you're going to be saving money as well, which is good. And I say, I'm still surprised with the lack of amount of people that are into this. And I think, seriously, look into it, because now is definitely the time. Well, I think 2 years ago would have been definitely the time to do it. But I think, you know, it's one of those things that, to me, it's a no-brainer. And also, what I've noticed is that we are a little bit more careful of how we use electric. And, you know, my wife will say, sun's out, I'm going to put a wash load on.
Yeah.
Sun's out, I'm going to boil the kettle or whatever. I mean, you don't have to be that, you know, pernickety about it. But you know that if by just making some simple adjustments, you can save yourself a whole load of money, and you're saving the planet as well. And I think that's twofold. You can't go wrong with that.
No, I mean, it's little things like, we'll quite often use a slow cooker. So that's on all day. So that's using the solar. And dinner's cooked when I get home. So that is kind of a win-win. And if you have batteries alongside your solar, any solar power that you don't use tops up your household battery. And then in the evening, when the sun's not shining, you can run your house off that battery. So you're, again, using more of the electricity that you've generated within your own home. There are other little devices that you can get that will divert excess solar power to your hot water cylinder. So if you're not using the electricity within your home, you can be heating your hot water, or it can divert it to charge your car. So you can literally run your electric car on sunshine.
Wow. I mean, that to me is a no-brainer. One of the things, when we had ours fitted, we asked the guy a couple of questions. We said, what happens when there's a power cut? Because he says you can't use it when it's on, because people will be working on the grid. And I said, that's not so good then. And he said, yeah, but there is a get-around. There is a fix.
There's two ways of working, and it depends on the inverter that you have fitted. In that, yes, you can't risk feeding electricity back into the national grid and electrocuting their employees. That's just generally seen as a bad thing. But they can put an additional circuit in that feeds a kind of a backup supply. So it effectively disconnects your house from the grid if there's a power cut, and just runs through a separate link. But that needs to be set up and installed when you have your solar panels and inverter installed. We've got that at home, so that it won't necessarily run the whole house, but certainly the fridge, the freezer,
yeah,
and believe it or not, our white fibre router. Who can live without internet?
Oh, you go back 30 years ago, no one cared, did they? But no. Now it's like, that's the most important thing. Forget the fridge, we can buy more food. Got no internet. There's so many. Is there any other misconceptions? Because the one thing that I had, and I know that my mother-in-law had things fitted some years ago, and they don't own the system, they rent it supposedly, and I know a lot of people look at that and think, well, I don't want that, but it's different now.
It is different now, and especially with the Warmer Homes grant, you still own your roof, you're not renting it out to anyone, you will own the solar panels that are installed, so it won't affect the value of your house. In fact, if anything, I think moving forward, it will improve the value of your house, because every home has to have an energy performance certificate when it's sold, and having solar panels will improve your rating for that. So that's a measure of how expensive is it going to be to live in this house. As time goes on, I think people are starting to already look at that in a bit more detail, in that if you've got two houses you like, one's F or G rated and one's B or C rated, the B or C rated one's going to cost you an awful lot less to live in than the F or G rated one.
Yeah, definitely. There's so many things I want to ask you. I mean, there's just so for instance, I'll go a basic question, and I know that we've spoken about this off air. If you don't want to talk about it, that's fine, but tell us about your bills.
Okay.
But first of all, before you do, tell us what you've got set up.
We have got 12 solar panels on our roof. We've got 7.4 kilowatt hours of battery. So that's how much energy it can store. An inverter. We've got an electric car charger, and we both drive electric cars. So we only ever charge our cars at home. We all know last month was not brilliant weather, was it?
No, it was horrible.
It was horrible. Our electricity bill for the month was £30. So no petrol, no diesel, £30 for our electricity bill.
Yeah, and you heard right, £30.
Yeah.
It's a no-brainer. It really is a no-brainer. You can't, I mean, you can't, I don't know why more and more people aren't doing this. It's got to be done because of two reasons. Save yourself some money, and also you'll be saving the planet as well, taking the pressure off these power sources and so on. I just think we've got to look into it. So how do people look into it? If they're intrigued enough, well, you've just described what you've got, and even if you had 50% of that, you'd still be saving money.
Yeah.
So, you know, how do people get involved? How long does it take to set up? Just say, for instance, you go through the process of paperwork and so on, then how long before you get set up?
Okay. The process going from right from application to having something installed could easily be 2 to 3 months because of the level of information we have to gather about everybody's home. So the first stage is you fill in the application on form online for the grant. That would be passed to the company that will actually do the work. They will then send somebody like me out, and I'll do a full energy performance report on the property, a retrofit assessment, so that's a condition report. So it's really detailed to make sure we're gathering all the information that's needed so that whatever is put forward as a solution is going to be the right one for the property, but not just for the property, but for the people that live in it. Because part of that also includes an occupancy assessment, because I'm yet to meet the average family. There is no average family. So if we're looking at the savings people can make, there's no point basing it on an average family. We need to look at the individual, the people that live there and what they're currently paying. And from there, we can work out very roughly what the savings would be for any suggested changes to the home. When all of that work is done, that goes back to the Warmer Homes team. They gather all that together and they have to submit that in batches to the government to release the funding. And when the funding's released, the work can be done.
Okay, it's as simple as that. I mean,
it's
to me, all of those things make common sense to me. And, you know, I would imagine at some point you take photographs of your roof just to see that it's safe to have something on.
I was going to say, as part of a retrofit assessment, it involves a lot of photographs. I go around and photograph the entire outside of the property, inside the property, up in the loft, as well as talking to people about what would they like. And there's no point us suggesting something to a householder if they're really set against it. And then I can also answer any questions they've got while I'm there.
Yeah, and I can say that when we had ours done, it was done, once they got the equipment there, it was done with well within a day. And yeah, they might have to come back a couple of days later just to plumb something else in and make sure that it's all working correctly. But I can't fault the people that came and did the job. And I don't know who they were, but they came in, they knew exactly what they were doing. They set up, and there's an app that you can watch on your phone, go up, go down, and tell you how much you got a power going into your system. And it's I think it's just a case of making life a little bit more interesting, and knowing full well that, yes, it's a game. Play the game, and there's no way that you can lose.
No, it's a no-brainer. Who wouldn't want free electricity? If you can get a grant to cover the cost of having it done, it's not going to cost you anything to have it in place. And as soon as it's installed, you'll be making financial savings. So what's not to love?
Go to, is it Warmer Homes?
Yeah.
Just go to the council and council's website. Type in Warmer Homes and it's got a link there. Their website is so easy to manipulate now to how you want it. You just go to the main page, type in, and away you go. And who knows? And you might be pleasantly surprised. It's not, you don't have to have no money whatsoever to be able to get a grant.
No, I don't know if I mentioned it last month, the income bracket has increased. So if your household income is below 36,000, then you fit the eligibility criteria for that side of it immediately. And so, to be fair, I think most people on the island, it's below 36,000.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. So check it out. You will be pleasantly surprised. And all those misconceptions, and there are so many. I'm just thinking of some now. I think, oh, don't want to do it now because it's summer. No, now's the perfect time to do it. Even if it was in winter, you've just answered something just now, and I have to look at it and think, so in November when it's hazy sunshine and cold, you're still having power put into your system.
Yeah.
All year round.
Yeah. And if you look at, when you start looking at the information provided, you see how much energy your household is using as kind of a background amount. Because we all have things switched on. We'll have a fridge running. We might have the TV on. And you can see in watts how many you're using. Ours runs at about 300 watts as a background usage. And it's very unusual for us to have weather so bad that we're not getting that during the day, so it's covering our background usage for most of the time.
And you're at the end of a phone as well, aren't you? So you offer advice and home visits sometimes too.
Yes, we do. If you head along to greeniow.org.uk, you can drop me a message. I'll put our mobile number that can be used for WhatsApp on the notes for the show. Many, because I can't remember it off the top of my head. How bad is that? So you can phone, WhatsApp, email, head along to our website. I can always pop out and talk to you, do a home visit, talk through any concerns that you've got, and if need be, help people apply for the grants.
It makes perfect sense. It really does. In no-nonsense terms, if you're happy with paying hundreds of pounds to energy companies, then you carry on the way that you're going. But if you want to make a difference to the planet and make a difference to that payment every month, then I suggest you get involved and take a look at the solar panel way of life, if you like. And this is one way of doing it, which is hopefully, well, it won't cost you a penny and you'll get so much good advice from it.
Yeah.
So you'll find out that we're not actually lying to you. It's absolutely true. So it's something that I think most people, if you've got a house and you've got a roof, then and you've got high energy bills, which you have because everyone has, do it. That's my advice. We did it a year or so ago. Never look back. it's made life even more interesting than it was. Right, the sun's out, we're going to go and do the washing. When the sun's out, we're going to do this, and so on. And I know that might not appeal to people, but then I'll just take you back to your bill. Look at your bill. You don't. If you don't want to play the game, then you carry on paying your very large energy bills, and then, you know, in a couple of years' time, when I'm driving around in a Rolls Royce. I won't be. Hey, look, is there anything else you want to add?
No, I think that covers it. I could talk for England about solar panels and things, because I really love them. I think they're amazing. And I just wish that all new homes were built with this technology already in place. It just, to me, seems criminal that they're not.
What are we talking about next month?
I think next month we should talk about air source heat pumps.
Air source heat pumps. Right, OK, I'm looking forward to that, because I got my eye on one of those as well. But I want to know more about it.
OK.
So I'm going to wait for you. And that will be the first Wednesday of June.
The first Wednesday of June.
Which I think is the 5th, isn't it? 5th of June. Only reason I know is because it's my birthday on the 4th, and I know it's a Tuesday.
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, you take care of yourself till then. And yeah. I just picture you now picking up your beer and smiling.
Yeah. Especially in the next few months, because there'll be more solar and it will go down even lower than that. Yeah. And some months they pay me.
Seriously, check it out. Check out the website. Just type in warmer spaces, warmer homes.
Warmer homes.
Warmer homes, and all the details are there. They'll pop out. Thank you, Lisa.